the rest of the story. Newcastle, seaport, North England, county seat of Northumberland. There's a centuries-old saying about carrying coals to Newcastle. That means to do something entirely unnecessary, because you see, Newcastle is and always has been the coal capital of England. Bringing coal to Newcastle would be ultimately pointless. But once upon a time, there really was a fellow who carried coals to Newcastle on purpose as a speculative money-making venture. Now listen, friends thought he'd lost his mind for making such a self-destructive investment, but he did it, and in the process, he made a fortune. By the way, the name of the investment genius was Timothy Dexter, and the secret of his success is the rest of the story. Tim Dexter was a young man with a modest, utterly unimpressive background until he married a rich widow, and everything in his life changed. In the first place, the sudden elevation of Tim's financial and social status drew jealous reaction from among longtime acquaintances. Then came the American Revolution. During and afterward, the value of state bonds plummeted, practically worthless. So what did Tim Dexter do? He began buying state bonds, all he could get his hands on. People laughed. They said Tim was squandering the money he'd married into. But what do you know? In 1791, Alexander Hamilton surprised even himself by winning an argument that resulted in the complete re-evaluation of state bonds, and Tim Dexter was instantly richer than before. Dumb luck, some said. But Tim had only begun to confound the resentful. For example, Tim bought tens of thousands of warming pans, at least that many warm winter mittens, shipped them all, intended to sell them in the West Indies. And to the amazement of practically everyone, he succeeded, because the West Indians used the warming pans as cooking utensils, and the mittens they sold to a fleet bound for the Baltic Sea. Then there's the time Tim purchased 342 tons of whale bones. Few could imagine why, at least until a few months later, whalebone unexpectedly became the rage in women's undergarments, and Tim Dexter scored again. For these and many other apparently brilliant investments, Tim is remembered as the premier tycoon of his kind in all American history. After all, it was he who actually shipped hundreds of tons of coal to England's coal capital. He literally carried coals to Newcastle, but now hear this, because his shipment coincided with local labor strife and with closed coal mines at that time, Tim carrying coal to Newcastle made a killing in coal, entirely unintentionally. Now, after Tim married the wealthy widow, he made his investments exclusively under the advice, now hear this, he made his investments exclusively under the advice of folks with hard feelings. Folks who actually hoped to deceive him into failure. And yet each of the schemes of those who tried to set him up failed itself, backfired, and the pranksters who proposed to make a fool of Tim Dexter made him rich and famous. And now you know the rest of the story.